is Ed Sheeran with Overpass Graffiti.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Now the weather for today, it was looking lovely and bright and sunny at 12 degrees, feeling a little bit cold, but it's just starting to cloud over, which I mentioned that it would do. Now rain-wise, probably around about 4 o'clock, 3 or 4 o'clock, you're going to get some, possibly get some rain, about 80% chance, through till probably, possibly into the evening, and it should be dry overnight into Friday, which is going to be dry but cloudy. Next week is when the temperatures are starting to go up a little bit, sort of 16, 17 degrees, so hopefully we're going to be getting into spring. Are we in spring at the moment? I don't know if spring has sprung or is gone.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Yeah, I get a bit fed up with the weather. I am getting a bit fed up with the weather. I want some sunshine, just a little bit. So you just need a little bit. We had that lovely weekend, didn't we? Do you remember that weekend about 4 weeks ago? It was really nice. And that's it. Since then. Nick said that is the right song. Thank God. Thank God. That's the most recent one. I thought it wasn't. I thought it was, Nick. It's a brilliant track. The JoJo Man Band. Check him out online. We play some amazing independent music here on Phoenix FM, not just on the show, across the whole of the shows here on Phoenix, always supporting fantastic independent local musicians is what we do. Now Ed Rome is out at the moment with his brand out at the moment. That didn't sound quite right. He has his track The Vendetta, which is on our A-list, and it is out at the moment. It's been getting a lot of really good play, and it's well deserved. In a sea of 100,000, I think it's 100,000 songs are released every single day, and that's not just by record companies and the big artists. This is by people who are not signed, independent artists mostly. So to get through, you can have the most amazing song in the world. But it's all about having a fan base and people knowing who you are or being able to listen to you. It doesn't reflect on the quality of music. If you release something and it doesn't really, it's like I always say, releasing a song is like folding up a paper aeroplane, throwing it into the air, going, yay, and then it falls to the floor and then a dog comes along and eats it straight away. That's what it feels like to release a song for most musicians. You get that literally after all that work, you get about 10 seconds, the dog's eating it, and then you go, oh, and then somebody will say, when's your next song coming out? You're like, I was only released it yesterday, it's only out yesterday. So it isn't, because you've got to do the song and the artwork and the uploading it and making it sure it's on the socials and blah 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 blah, blah. I sound so bitter. I don't mean to sound bitter. I don't think I can sound bitter. I've had so much sugar this morning. I shouldn't be sounding bitter at all. But you know what I mean. It's one of those things. Oh, I've got an itchy eye. What does that mean? Oh, let's have a look. Sometimes when you get an itchy limb or you get like a itchy nose or ear, I always have a look. Itchy? Let's have a look. Right eye. Let's see if it means anything. No, I know I might have an allergy. No, what does it mean? I want superstition things. Let's have a look. Superstition. Superstitious. Can't spell it. If your right eye itches, you're going to be happy soon. Oh, I really hope so, because I don't feel happy at the moment. If your lips itch, you'll be kissing someone soon. If your right hand itches, you're going to get money. Oh, please, come on. I'm just scratching. What about if I just scratch my right hand? That make a difference. So if your right eye is itching at the moment, if you're listening to me going, oh, my right eye is itching, that means you're going to be happy soon. Yay. And to make you even more happy, here's Ed Rome with The Vendetta.
Yeah. When you fall just lay here? Would you lie with me and just forget the world? I don't quite know how to say
up. singers off air, aren't they?
Yeah, they're just doing backing vocals. We're singing the medley.
Well, we'd better be, otherwise it'd be trouble.
I know.
That's it, I'm leaving.
That's in the can, Pete! It's in the can! It's in the can!
It's a wrap.
Shut up, Kim.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. Book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Do you have talent, but nowhere to show it off? Do you have stage fright?
Stage fright.
Our online talent show mobile app contest from the comfort of your home. Singers, dancers, rappers, comedians. Download TK Talent Show and try to win a weekly cash prize. Winners can receive up to $100. All talent is welcome. Download TK Talent Show now. TK Talent Show.
Phoenix FM.
your time. Run when you hear that whistle blow. Are you on my team or stuck on the sidelines waiting for someone to tell you to go?
Dua Lipa, she does some great songs, doesn't she? I was watching a little bit of I Am Ken from the Oscars this morning, just to get, because it kind of made me smile. You know, some days you wake up and you think, I don't want to look at the news, it's going to be too depressing. So I put on Ryan Gosling singing I Am Ken on the on the Oscars, and everyone's standing up and going. There was a couple of people, though, I was watching the audience. You know when you get actors and they go a little bit over the top of like, oh my God, this is amazing. Oh my God, I'm so grateful. Oh my God. And there was a couple doing that, and I thought, ooh, that's not good. No, not that. I haven't seen La La Land with Emma Stone, and I did watch a tiny bit on YouTube as well yesterday with a little dance routine. I thought, oh, do you know what? I didn't think I would like La La Land, but looking at it, and I like Emma Stone, I thought I might watch that. I might actually watch it. If you've seen it, let me know. I think it was out about 4 years ago or something. What's this? Italy. Italy are poised to ban ice cream, pizza and more after midnight, after proposed law. After a failed attempt back in 2013, Milan is once again trying to get late-night ice cream eaters off its streets, with local government proposing a new law that could come into effect next month. Why? I don't know. Why are they doing that? It will be covering 12 districts if it goes ahead. The proposal will ban all takeaway food, including pizza, drink after midnight, in an effort to clamp down on noisy groups crowding on streets of the Italian city, keeping local residents up. The goal is to seek a balance between socialising and entertainment and peace and tranquility of residents. Well, I say don't move into a capital. That's what I say. It's bound to be really noisy. And I suppose a lot of businesses, when people... you know, and I always thought places like Italy, they eat, you know, they, Spain, Italy, they eat a lot later than we do. When they go out for something to eat, I always presume they go out maybe 7 or 8 for dinner, or they have dinner later. So therefore, if you're having your dinner later, then you might want to snack about 2 or 3 in the morning. I don't know. I think their hours are not quite like, the way that we kind of have our dinner, maybe about 6 or 7 or something. But I thought they, you know, they eat later, or they eat later. But again, I don't know. I'm not, as I said, I don't mind ice cream. I have a little bit of a craving for it about twice a year. And sometimes I can eat it, and other times my gallbladder's like, get that away from me. Get away from me right now.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Let's not talk about that. Right, let's look at the traffic and the travel for you. Let's see if there's any problems on the roads. I think it's pretty clear today. Yep, Brook Street roundabout is absolutely fine. Heading down towards Lakeside, you've got a clear run. And coming back through the tunnel, not too bad. And in the opposite direction, up to the M11 turn off, it is clear. A1023 is fine. Around Shenfield Station, just a little bit busy around there. Always gets a little bit slow around there, doesn't it? Heading down the A12, you've got a clear run at Margaretting. You've got a road closed due to construction on Wants Road both ways from Rittle Road to the B1002. A12 is running nicely. We do have heavy traffic on the A414 Malder Road westbound from Riffins Lane to the A12 Junction 18 Danbury. In the construction area, temporary traffic lights are in place. And it can also be a little bit slow around Brook Street roundabout because they've got all of that roadworks and stuff going on with the new development over by Harold, on the Harold Wood side. But at the moment, it's fine. Let's have something a little bit classic. It is Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. This is Tears of a Clown. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM.
but what's standing tall?
Cricket, then don't miss 98 Not Out every Thursday between 6 and 7 right here on Phoenix FM with me, Darren Mutu. I'll be bringing you all the latest news locally, nationally and internationally from around the world of cricket. There'll be some guests, a bit of chat and some music too, so don't miss it every Thursday, 6 till 7 on Phoenix FM.
Chance.
All Fossils were in with me. Jacob, in fact. We Are All Fossils were in with me a couple of weeks ago live in the studio, and there's a beautiful live performance with Jacob playing that song actually live, and it is out now, Independent Music. You can probably catch him at We Are All Fossils doing a lot of gigs. Go and check him out online, but that's a beautiful song. I think they actually appeared on The Voice maybe about 2 years ago, all three of them actually, and yeah, it's quite difficult with The Voice to get. I think they didn't do too badly on there actually, but that show's never about the best person winning the best hit. It's just about it's a popularity contest, isn't it? Well, I suppose most things are really, but it depends on what background and the story they give you and all the rest of it. So you can go on there and or you're given the wrong song to sing, and then you've had it. Basically, you have had it. I'm getting a little message there. 11:40. Shall we do some events? What can you get up to?
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Now, on the 11th of May, which will come up pretty quickly, you've got a lawn sale at St Edmunds and St Mary's Church on the High Street in Gatestone. It's between 10 and 2pm. There'll be plants, toys, books, including those for children, cakes, bits and bobs, stalls, refreshments, including stall refreshments. Sorry, I'll be careful how I say that. Including freshly cooked bacon butties and more.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Cotfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Ooh, I've got a little message come through. What's that saying? I know that Alan's listening today. Alan said he is enjoying the show. Thank you, Alan. That's nice to know. Why aren't you doing some work? He's so lazy. No, he's not. Alan is definitely not lazy. He works. But he gets to travel a lot. But the thing is, even when you travel a lot with work, it's probably not as enjoyable as you think, because you're still working. You know, it doesn't matter. You could be over in, I don't know, the Caribbean. And if you're in an office, you're still in an office. Although probably when you go outside, it's a little bit better weather than this. Or maybe it shouldn't be. Wednesday, Alan and Alison. Wednesday. I'm an infamous person. Am I really? Yeah. My friend used to call me a micro celebrity. I don't know why. In my own brain. I don't know what it'd be like to be famous, actually. I wonder if you'd probably change if you became famous, wouldn't you? You would start off being like, oh, I'm not affected by it. And then I'd be like, where's my room temperature water? Why haven't I got my sandwiches? Why haven't nobody cut my crust off my sandwiches? That's what I turn into. Where's my coffee? Decaf! But I suppose that's the way people get. I think it's awful. You know, you do get some celebrities that are just vile. But then they're famous for a reason, because they're very pushy. You have to be pushy to get through the mass of everybody else and climb over the top of people. So that's why a lot of people who are very, very famous are horrible. Not all of them. Because show business is just full of people like that. I think the acting world is worse. I don't know why I'm whispering. The acting world, I think, is worse than the music industry. Because actors are very, very emotional. I only did one play. It was an amateur dramatic play. But when I say amateur dramatics, these things aren't anymore. They are like doing a show in the West End. That's how good these local dram companies are. There's no shaky scenery or people forgetting their lines. These are really good, you know, really good actors. And some of them in the play were professional actors. But it did get a bit emotional. A couple of days before we were going to do the, you know, curtain was up, whatever they call it in the theatre, people got very emotional. And, yeah, and there was a bit of tears and kind of shouting and things. I just sat there. I was like, I don't know what's going on. I'm going back to the 80s quite a bit today. I don't know why. I'm going to get rid of that. I was going to play something. I'm not going to do it now. I need to play something that I want to... What do I want? Something on the A-list. Actually, let's have a local band. Here they are. I think they've already been on with Spencer Carter. Or they might be coming up with Spencer. But they're called the Lucettas, and this is called Wire Bound. On the A-list.
Times. I guess that I didn't realize it wasn't easy on you. dragging me down.
That's the Lucettas' Wirebound, and that came out on the 29th of March. And you can find out more at the Lucettas. It's Lucattas. There we go. Just put my glasses on for that last little bit just to make sure I've got it correct. Just coming up to 11:48 on Phoenix 98 FM.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
Is your child struggling to achieve their best in English or maths? At Guided Learning, we want to support your child to be more confident in their learning. If their school says that they're below expectations or not being challenged enough, then face-to-face sessions with our fully qualified teachers can help. Google us at Guided Learning Brentwood to see how we can help your child achieve their best.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Phoenix FM.
If you love country music, make sure to get your weekly dose on Thursday nights by listening to The Night Shift, hosted by me, Madeline, playing all of the latest tracks that country music has to offer each and every Thursday night, 10 p.m. until midnight. The Night Shift on Phoenix 98 FM.
I love local radio because it's radio and it's local.
Well, sometimes I see an end disguised as a beginning, and sometimes I feel the force of the blow. And every day I take my toe and I dip it in the water. Every day it almost freezes me whole. It looks like I'm off the team, a survivor on the screen, like I've got nothing left with nothing to show. And there's no reason to pretend your middle name's forgiven. I can see you've got a party to throw. I said you're gonna have to take it out of my nose. Cause every word just makes me joke, makes me sorry that I spoke. That's what I get for talking back, I suppose. I've been queuing up for this, now my name's not on the list, and I'm a student call to get to the show. But I don't mean to rush you on, I was stuck here all along, and I've been waiting for a lifetime or so.
Till
from your kisses. Will you take my hand and spin me round and round until the moment never ends?
Open up, man.
What do you want, man?
My girl just caught me.
You made her catch you?
I don't know how I let this happen.
But who?
The girl next door, you know? I don't know what to do.
So it wasn't you.
All right. Honey came in and she caught me red-handed, creeping with the girl next door. Picture this, we were both club making love on the bathroom floor. How could I forget that I had given her an extra fee? All this time she was standing there, she never took her eyes off me.
Oh, you bring out your woman upstairs to your villa. Trespass on a witness, all of your clean on your pillar. You better watch your back before she turn into a killer. Let's review the situation, don't you call the pinner. To be a true player, you have to know how to play. If she say a night, convince her say a day. Never admit to a word where she say. And if she claim a you tell her, baby, no way.
But she caught me on the counter.
Wasn't me.
Saw me kissing on the sofa.
Wasn't me.
I even had her in the shower.
Wasn't me.
She even caught me on camera.
Wasn't me.
She saw the marks on my shoulder.
Wasn't me.
Heard the words that I told her.
Wasn't me.
Heard the screams getting louder.
Wasn't me.
She stayed until it was over. Honey came in and she caught me red-handed, creepy with the girl next door. Picture this, so we were both up making love on the bathroom floor. I had tried to keep her from what she was about to see. Why should she believe me when I told her it wasn't me?
She knows so that she really not a right vivix. I never used to see you make the jigger low flex. As somebody else to favor you in the complex. Seeing is believing, so you better change your specs. You know she ever bring a whole lot of things from the past. All the little evidence you better know for mass. Quick by your hands, sir, no open talk. But if she back a gun, you know you better run fast.
But she caught me on the counter.
Wasn't me.
Saw me kissing on the sofa.
Wasn't me.
I even had her in the shower.
Wasn't me.
She even caught me on camera.
Wasn't me.
She saw the marks on my shoulder.
Wasn't me.
Heard the words that I told her.
Wasn't me.
Heard the screams getting louder.
Wasn't me.
She stayed until it was over. Honey came in and she caught me red-handed, creepy with the girl next door. Picture this, we were both club making love on the bathroom floor. How could I